The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. The text of our sermon today is Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 33. Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Lord God, Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, in his famous book, The Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan describes a very striking scene. He pictures a certain Christian fleeing from the world with a large bundle resting upon his shoulders. He arrives at a place somewhat elevated above the surrounding area. On that hill there stands a cross, and below the hill there is a grave. As a man comes to the top of the hill with his heavy burden, the load is suddenly released from his shoulders, drops to the ground, rolls down the hill, and disappears into the empty grave. Every person who has read this delightful tale has surely wished that his situation in life might be the same, namely that the heavy load he is carrying might fall from his back, disappear, and leave his heart and mind carefree. There is no reason why this wish should not be fulfilled. If we take our burdens and cares to the proper person, we can get rid of them. The scriptures give us some valuable information and instruction on the conquest of worry. May the Lord bless our meditation. Firstly, all people have worries. Every human being, young and old, is plagued by worries of some kind or another. Someone once said that every person has a gloomy companion that follows him wherever he may go. Like a shadow, it will cling to his footsteps and dog his every moment. In the silence of night, it will steal through the keyhole of his door. And when sleep is about to fall upon his weary eyelids, it'll whisper rest-disturbing words into his ears. No human being is immune to its attacks. In confirmation of that fact, that all people have worries of one kind or another, we may quote the scriptures. Man who is born of woman, says the book of Job, is of few days and full of trouble. At times it may appear to us as though there were some people who are exempt from worries. They seem to be so carefree in their daily lives. They do not seem to have a worry in the world. Nothing ever seems to disturb the calmness and the peace of their lives. But though it may seem, from all outward appearances, that some people have no worries at all, they too have their share of trouble and worry. No person on earth, no matter how healthy, wealthy and wise he may be, is completely exempt from gnawing worries. The days of our lives, said Moses in the 90th Psalm, are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labour and sorrow. What are some of the worries that weigh people down? They are almost without number. Sickness often causes people many worries. In case of serious illness, people worry not only about the grief and the pain involved, but also about the financial cost, the loss of time from work, and the proper care of their families. Again, business burdens often weigh heavily on the minds of many people. Just look around and see how many empty shops are in your neighbourhood. The problems of meeting sharp competition, of paying off large debts, and of satisfying unreasonable customers are often extremely burdensome. And again, many people worry about the future, about unruly children, about financial difficulties, about criticisms made on them by others, about disagreements in the home, or about the possibility of war or terrorism with its terrors and griefs. In the text of Scripture under consideration, Jesus mentions several of the chief worries that clog the minds of people, questions of food, drink, and clothing. Certainly the worries that fill the hearts and minds of people are many and varied. The worries that wilt the hearts and minds of men do not usually decrease in intensity and in number as time marches on. Despite the many marvellous discoveries and inventions that have been made in recent times, for the betterment and improvement of the lives of people, worry has by no means been eliminated from the world. During the past centuries, particularly since the time of the Industrial Revolution of the 18th century, the world has advanced mightily in improving living conditions for the great masses of people. The world of our day is fabulously wealthy in material goods, in time and labour-saving devices, in the comforts and conveniences of life. No previous time in history has had so many enjoyments and pleasures, so many beauties and delights, with so many kinds of assistance and helps. Yet at the same time, it must also be said that never before have people been so nervous or tense and worried as they are today. The high speed at which we move today, the high pressure under which we live, the sharp tension of the times have all combined to increase the worries of the human heart. Institutions for the care of people suffering from mental difficulties are filled to the doors. Psychiatrists find their offices filled with many people who simply cannot endure the worries of the day calmly and quietly. With Job, many a person is inclined to say, "My soul loathes my life." Secondly, remedies people use to get rid of worries. How can we banish worry from our minds? To free ourselves from our worries, we often resort to the various man-made devices. In case of danger, we summon police protection. In case of illness, we engage the services of a competent doctor. In the case of legal difficulties, we employ the help of a lawyer. If we are fortunate enough to possess valuable documents or jewels, we store them in safety deposit boxes and vaults. To keep ourselves from falling into too much debt, many households have two or more incomes. Although we realise the inadequacy and the futility of such measures to eliminate all worry from our hearts, we frequently allow ourselves to rest safely and securely after having taken such precautions and provisions. Many remedies are suggested to us by others as means of removing worry from our lives. Psychologists call some of these remedies escape mechanisms. One of these escape mechanisms is the use of alcohol, by which means people often attempt to drown their cares and troubles. But the use of alcohol for such a purpose is, of course, a very poor method of trying to get rid of worries. Other people, of course, use drugs and other things too. But by resorting to this means, a person only adds additional burden to his life. We read in Proverbs chapter 23, "Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things and your heart will utter perverse things." Another one of the escape mechanisms is the indulgence in pastimes and pleasures. While the Christian religion certainly does not demand that we refrain from participating in decent and legitimate pastimes and pleasures, it is true, and this truth needs to be reinstated, that mere indulgence in amusements and enjoyments may not erase more worry from a person's mind. For a short time, it may attempt to succeed, but after the fun has ended, the same old worries return, sometimes even with renewed force. Scripture advises us in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, "Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these God will bring you into judgment." A recommendation that is often made to us as a means of removing worry is to get someone else to help us share our worries. It is a duty and privilege of every Christian to help others bear their burdens. We're told in Galatians chapter 6 verse 2, "To bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Elsewhere, Scripture says on this same matter, as you read in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17, "He who has pity on the poor lends to the poor, and he will pay back what he has given." And Romans chapter 15, verse 1, "We then, who are strong, ought to bear with the scruples of the weak, and not to please ourselves." And Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, we read, "But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." And John chapter 3, verse 17, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." What a happier and holier world this would be if all people were to observe the golden rule and the Ten Commandments. But unfortunately, there are many people who are guilty of increasing instead of decreasing the worries of others. What a pity that when people are crushed under the weight of worry, others will be so cruel as to add to the load that they must carry. Rather, we should, as you read in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." How inadequate and insufficient are all these means of conquering worry. None of these means can guarantee the removal of worry from our lives. It is apparent that in this world, where we are literally surrounded by troubles and worries on every side, we need a much more dependable and reliable and workable means of ensuring freedom from worry. Listen to the words of the hymnist. "Ah, Lord and God, how sore my load, my conscience doth upbraid me. My sins are great, and in my strait no man hath power to aid me. If I from thee should seek to flee, in some far place to hide me, my grief and pain would yet remain, and peace would still be denied me." So, the sure method of conquering worry. Is there any really effective agency that can rid us of our worries? There is indeed. In the text of Scripture before us, the Lord tells us to have no worries of any kind, but to seek him and to be at ease. We also learn in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." This means that you are to firmly rely on the Lord and on his word, and your worries will soon vanish. If we have bothersome and troublesome worries, perhaps we have not been using this real remedy, reliance on the words and promises of God. Why should any Christian who believes in God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit, who believes in the protection and providence of God, and who knows that not even a sparrow falls to the ground without our Father's knowledge, yield himself to disturbing and perplexing cares and worries? To yield to worry is to distrust and dishonour God. We read in Psalm 127, verse 2, "It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep." When worries try to assail you, say with the psalmist, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted with me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." We read in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, "Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you." These are not just pretty words which have no foundation in fact, but they are the inviolable promises of an unforgetting God. He who takes care of the lambs, the lepers, and the lilies will certainly take care of you too. Are not you of more value than they? The Lord has demonstrated his care and concern for us by laying down his life for us on Calvary's cross. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. We read in Psalm 37, verse 4, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." If we rely on the Lord for rescue from our misery, for relief from our sorrows and troubles, and for redemption from our sins, we shall be free from worry. Whenever we have burdens to bear, whether bodily or spiritual ones, our thoughts should be directed to Jesus, who bore the burden of the cross for us in order to free us from the worst evil that can confront us. If we take refuge in the name of Christ our Saviour, we shall be safe from evil and worry. A store once displayed an old battered safe in its window with the legend, "It stood the test, the contents were all saved." That safe had been one of the hottest fires that the town had ever experienced, but the old safe had carried its treasure safely through it all. No person is so safe and so free from worry as a person who relies on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us conclude with these words, written in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.